Hello, and welcome to the Future of Parenting podcast. I am Dr. Kim Allen, here with my gorgeous husband, Mr. Chris Allen.
Where? Hi, it's me, Chris Allen.
And today we have a special guest in the studio.
Hello.
Hello, darling.
Hi.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
I am Sophia Allen, her daughter.
You are our daughter. You're part of this
Allen family.
Allen family.
Yeah.
So today we are going to talk about 2015.
Yay.
The future.
The future is here. So as we're wrapping up 2014, we had some pros and cons this past year.
Yeah, we had some interesting things happen. We've had my son, he graduated from high school, and even though he lived with his mom for all these years, he came to live with us for college. And Sophia is on her last year of elementary school, and Fiona is on her last year of middle school.
Thank goodness. We're hoping high school's great for her.
Yeah, because it's been hard. And then my oldest is in China teaching other kids how to speak English. I don't know if she's learning Chinese, though. we started this podcast.
We did. We've been talking about this since 2006.
Yeah, yeah. Just as podcasting, I think, came to iTunes. I think I've been talking about it, so.
And this is the year we actually did it.
Yeah, nearly 10 years later. Almost 10 years later.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now we're here. So yeah, now we're ready to start. That was 2014. And
so Sophia, what was the best part for you for 2014?
You
gotta think about that for a second.
Yeah.
I think for me, I had some highlights. I think some of our trips were really fun. I enjoyed that Skylar did come to live with us. That's been a good experience.
Even though that's been a little bit hard too, in some ways. Because
I made a lot of new friends in there.
You did?
With that, there was so much going on in 2014. I can't name my favorite thing.
Yeah, there's just too many good things.
Yeah.
We had some ups and some downs. We did lose my sister, your Aunt Missy. That was the sad part.
That was a little hard.
That was really sad. She died unexpectedly. So goods and bads. But overall, I am 100% ready to embrace 2015.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Got some good stuff going on.
All right. So with that, again, we have our daughter here as a person we're going to interview this week. And wanted to just kind of get her to talk about being an Allen, being in our family. And what she thinks, and what are the goods, what's good and what's bad. And we'll have further discussions with that as we go. So, I'm going to let you start. What do you think is the really good things about being?
I think some of the really good things is that we're really funny and kind. We're really kind to each other, and we just make each other laugh. And it's fun being in the Allen family. That's a really good part of it.
We do have a value of fun, don't we?
Yes.
Is that a value, you think? Do you think of it as a value?
Yes.
Is a value you have, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, now the hard part. What would you change? What do you not like about being an Allen kid?
Well, sometimes you guys aren't that nice talking about my sister.
You think sometimes we say mean things about your sister?
No, my sister does mean things to me.
Oh, yeah. We could have a whole podcast just on your sister's relationship with you, couldn't we?
Yeah. 2 hours.
2 hours we could talk?
Of just my first year.
Is there anything else?
That
altogether you would want to change? Like you say,
what I would want to probably change is,
like say,
being able to see each other a little bit more, like Madison going and Skylar not being here for most of my life, and other things like that, kind of.
So, just the idea that your sister's so far away in China and that you missed all those years with your brother, if you could go back and change something, it would be that...
I could spend more time with my family.
Yeah.
Not just them, my grandparents.
Yeah, all your extended family. Because we kind of live far away from them, don't we?
Just a little bit.
About 17 hours.
Yeah. So being closer to family. Now let me ask you a question. Daddy's going to ask the same question about me, but what do you think is Dad's best quality as a parent and his worst quality as a parent?
Dad's best quality as a parent is he's super nice and funny and he lets me do whatever I want.
He lets you do whatever you want?
Yeah, kind of, sometimes. But one of the worst qualities is sometimes he doesn't listen.
We have a little game going, don't we, you and me?
Yeah.
When Sophia, I don't know if you know this, Chris, but when Sophia asks you a question or makes a comment, and you say, "That's great," when it's not relevant to the conversation.
Like, that one time where I was like, "Look how dirty I am," because I got flour all over me. You were like, "Cool."
And now Sophie and I just look at each other and smile.
Oh, did it again.
Yes. I can tell he's not really listening.
Yeah.
You want me to tell you a true story about your dad and listening?
What?
One time when we were younger, I was so convinced that he had a hearing problem that I had him go to the ear doctor, but it turns out it wasn't a hearing problem, it was a listening problem.
Yeah, I think the doctor even said that.
I think so. I think
probably more of a listening problem. Then he has great hearing.
It's not just you, kiddo. All right.
All right, so what do you think are the best things and even better things about your mom? No, worst things.
You can be honest. It's okay.
She's not going to cry too much. You can sit way over here, though.
I'm going to try to be real brave here.
Your thing that I really like about you is you're like always with us and everything. Like, if we have a sick day or something, and you give me a lot of kisses.
We do like to cuddle, don't we?
No, man. But one of the worst qualities is you yell at me a lot, and it's not that fun.
Yeah. And by yell, you don't mean you I don't get you in trouble. I sometimes have a temper, don't I?
And when you don't. And also, when you guys let Fiona do something after I've been working hard, really, really hard, and then you let me have it the next time, but you say, then I can't have it anymore, or something like that.
Oh.
So do you feel like we treat Fiona better than we treat you?
No.
No?
Just sometimes.
Sometimes. But when that happens, you don't like that.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. Can I tell you what I think is great about you as a daughter?
Yeah.
You said that you like that I give you hugs and kisses. I think, without a doubt, you are so kind and generous with your affection and your love. And I like that about you. I like that I have one kid who will give me a hug.
Yeah, just one.
Just at least one kid who will hug me back. Yeah.
Aww.
Aww, and I'm getting a hug right now. She's a sweetheart.
Hugs for everybody.
Oh, so you talked about 2014 ending. Are you looking forward to anything particular in 2015?
I'm looking forward to a lot of things in 2015. I'm looking forward, especially for my room being done and I don't have to do all these projects, but also looking at running better and exercising and getting a little bit skinnier than I am. Also, I would like to learn how to edit and do YouTube and that kind of stuff and make videos. And I thought that would always be really fun. It's been one of my goals and dreams since I was a little girl.
Now, something I noticed about you is that throughout all your life, you've always been a goal setter, right?
Yes.
And not only do you have goals, what else do you do with your goals?
I plan them and I write them. Uh-huh. And so that when I write them, I can find them and I can remember them easier. And when I do that, I can actually remember my goals. And I have a list, and almost every single one of them is checked off. But if I didn't have that, I don't know if even one of them would be checked off.
Oh my gosh, Sophia. Do you know what? Do you know that if I were to do research on this, what the research would say? It would say that your chances of reaching your goals are much higher because you write them down. And not only do you write down your goals and your resolutions, sometimes you have WIG goals, don't you?
Wildly important goals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wildly important goals. So what's a wildly important goal? If you had to pick your wildly most important goal, your WIG goal for 2015, what's it going to be?
Running more in that. I don't know. Well, those were my wildly important goals. Those were
running
the
more.
Three. Those were the three I picked.
Running more,
editing, doing YouTube and things, and finishing my room.
Awesome. I think those are really good goals. Yeah. One reason I like those goals is because I have the same goal. I want to run a 5K.
You're going to teach me how to edit, and you're going to help me with that.
Yeah.
And you're also helping me with my room. Both of you guys are a lot.
Yeah.
See?
So we're all in this together when it comes to goal setting.
Yeah, that's important.
Yay! You go, Sophie!
It's me.
That's you. Would you like to read the goals that you have down on your list?
Yes, I would love to. My first goal is run 5K, then learn to make videos and edit, write a book, make 5 videos, redesign my room, switch closet and vanity area, use up at least one of my gift cards, have a lot of sleepovers, run a lot and do lots of exercise, make 10 DIYs, make at least 11 goals, make a YouTube channel, go to at least one different country, and make a podcast with mom and dad.
Oh, you're reaching one goal right now.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah, that's great.
Slap me 5.
That's great.
Since you made that list, you've already reached some of those goals, haven't you?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of a SMART goal? Do you know what a SMART? Have you ever heard of that?
No, but I think it might mean not just like have a bunch of sleepovers, but like a goal that you maybe know you're gonna achieve that's actually kind of like academic and like making a YouTube channel or running something.
Yeah, so SMART goals really are about being very specific and measurable.
Oh, I
and
have
attainable.
Like 10
yes,
DIYs.
You definitely have some SMART goals in there.
5 videos.
Oh, I'm so glad you read them. So you got to keep us posted on if you reach your goals, okay?
Yes. I've reached a lot of my goals.
You've already reached a lot of them.
Oh, man. That's good.
How about you, Daddy?
One of the goals, we're starting doing this here, is I would like to do more podcasts to try to keep this going and see where it takes us. To be a little bit more creative, by doing things like the podcast and all the other affiliated things with it. I also like to learn a little bit more. And I'm looking at getting some more certifications with in technology, and try to actually accomplish those. I'd like to do those sooner rather than later, not wait till the end of the year, but hopefully get them done here shortly. I'd also like to try a 5K run maybe at the same time you guys are going to be able to do your first one, hopefully.
You could be a boy on the run next to the girls on the run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm on the run.
We were talking about all the Allens are going to do my 5K with me.
Oh, that would be fun, wouldn't it?
You might be just what we need to get off of our tukuses and start running.
Yes. All of us in our collective tukuses.
Yeah.
And, that's really all I have for right now.
Have you written your goals down?
No, I haven't. And how successful am I going to be at those, Sophie, if I don't write them down?
You're not going to be as successful because you won't remember them as well.
That's right.
You only remember this one because I already have it down on my thing.
That's right. So I better write them down, huh?
Well, I suggest you do. That might be something you could do by next week.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like a really good thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So I have a few goals for 2015. Of course, we all know my major goal is to run a 5K with my Sophia. Yay! Right. Because I know that I will be a happier and better parent if I am healthy. It's true.
Happy, healthier, better.
Happy, healthier, better. So I am glad to say that your father and I, Sophia, you don't even know this.
What?
We went for a run today. I've never seen your dad run ever before in my life until today.
Yeah. Did you run yesterday at REI?
Because I didn't run. Well, I had to run yesterday for just a minute.
Yeah, he scurried quickly down the aisle.
Yeah.
Yeah, so one of my goals... Now, all of my goals are written down, and I actually took a picture of them, and they're on my phone. I just can't find my phone. So I can't
remember. Hey, that's another goal.
Another goal should be to stop losing my stuff. But I do know that I also talked about a goal of somehow getting a better grasp, a better grip on helping my kids balance technology...
Oh, yeah.
Real life.
Yeah, we had to both do that. Yeah. We talked about that.
I will say that I think that we struggle as parents with how much screen time to give our kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have a feeling we give Fiona way too much screen time.
Oh, yeah.
And that could be, I know we'll do another podcast at some point with Fiona where we'll talk about mental health, mental illness, depression, anxiety. I think some of that could be feeding into that. So that's one of my goals, is to better understand... But more importantly, to better help Fiona balance all of our kids. We all need to have a better balance of technology and not technology.
Yeah. Or what I'd like to also see, too, is on the technology side is for the kids to actually get more involved with the in-depth parts of technology, how technology actually works. Like Sophia, one of her goals
editing. Sophia, you're really getting the very essence of what Dad is talking about in terms of learning the depth of technology. So rather than sitting and watching a lot of TV, you can create and be really creative.
And make TV.
Videos.
And make TV.
Yeah. Yep.
And reach your goal in the process.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's what we really have to figure out with our older daughter, too. That idea of less sugar, candy-coated tech and food. And more
nutrition.
Nutrition in both their technology and their food consumption.
And health and nutrition. Yep.
Yeah. So more creative and functional knowledge of technology. Definitely run that 5K. Do more podcasts, get better at our podcasts. I think we got a good list. What do you think, Soph?
Yes, it's a really good goal list.
Yeah.
Good. Almost a wig list. Wig list.
A wildly important goal list, yeah.
All right.
So one of the things that we do every week is we say we're going to try to do something for next week.
Yes.
And so what is the one we talked about? Goals and the importance of writing them down as an evidence-based strategy.
Yeah, well, maybe because I haven't yet. Maybe I should. In my next week, I'll have some goals written down.
And we can maybe review your goals next week.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect. Well, Sophia, anything else you want to say? You want to tell the viewers a little bit more about you before we finish up this podcast?
I'm 11.
You are 11. You're 11. And what's your very favorite thing? What's your favorite way to spend time?
I like to spend time in my room or with my friends, but mainly in my room with my friends.
In your room with your friends. Yeah, I know that's true about you. You had your friends over just today, didn't you?
After just almost finished.
I mean, you even had that as one of your goals, have more sleepovers.
I combined it and also redesigned my room.
And combining it with redesigning your room. Yeah, are you happy with your room now that you've been working on it?
Yes, it is so beautiful. I don't want to leave it. I was having to leave my room.
To come down and do this podcast? Yes. Even though this is one of your goals?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to tell you, that's a sign that you're growing up, maybe entering puberty, the fact that you are liking more and more time alone in your room.
Yeah, it's appropriate.
Oh, my baby's getting so big! It's going over! All right, sweetheart. Well, you can stay in here while we finish, or you can go into your room. Okay.
All right. We'll see ya.
Thank you for being our guest. You did a great job. I appreciate you sharing all that you did.
Thank you for inviting me.
Love ya. Bye-bye.
Bye. You can shut that door if you like.
Okay. So, what are we going to finish off with? What are we going to cap this thing off with?
So, we kind of had a struggle this week where we're going to just share our struggle and a little bit about how we handled that. So we have Sophia, who loves spending time in her room and spends a lot of time cleaning her room.
Yeah.
We have Fiona, who also spends a lot of time in her room.
But does not.
But doesn't like cleaning. And her point is, it's not a value of mine. It's not important to me. I don't care how my room looks. I'd rather spend my time doing things I enjoy and not cleaning my room.
Yeah.
But that's our family value. We have a value that we think they should have some responsibilities and take care of their things.
So exactly. Because there's other repercussions when you have, when you don't clean your room.
There's bugs.
Bugs. Things start, yeah. It things smells. Start happening. Yeah, it smells. And, yeah. And then the next thing you know, you're sleeping somewhere else because, hey, this is a lot more pleasant place. And then, but then that place all of a sudden becomes your bedroom, mm-hmm. which you don't take mm-hmm. care of. And then mm-hmm. it starts spreading.
So we said to her, and she doesn't like having friends over. She's kind of going through a phase where she's not enjoying it. Mm-hmm. But she wanted to have a friend over. And I was really excited about that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, though, the rule in our house is you have to clean your room.
Yes.
And you got to clean your bathroom because the friend might need to use the bathroom.
Yeah, because it was really bad shape.
Yeah. And so she didn't. And she lost her chance to have a friend over.
Yes.
And she was really furious with us.
Yeah, mad.
Yeah. And so as a parent, it's kind of a dilemma because I want her to be social. I want her to have friends. She rarely has friends over. And so by taking away her chance to have a friend over, I felt like I was doing her a disservice. But at the same time, it's our job to teach her to be a responsible person, to teach her how to have some rules. And
yeah, you don't want to have a friend over with your room looking like that.
Yeah.
You really don't.
Yeah. So we had planned a small trip, and rather than getting to go on the early shuttle with Sophia and me, she had to stay and work on her room and get some things done.
Yes.
But she cleaned her room, and one of the things we said to her is if you do clean up, you can have your friend over.
Yes.
So she did a bit of work. Not nearly to...
Not to perfection.
Not to perfection, anyone. Not to excellence, not to our standards, but she put some effort into it. And then she did get to have a friend over.
Yeah.
Yeah. But her room is still not as clean as we want it.
No. She's still got a long way to go. We got a long way to go mm-hmm. with helping her learn that that kind of thing is important. It's not just a value, it's just an important thing to do, is to be able to clean places up and not make messes.
Yeah. Yeah, at one point there was I don't know if threat's the right word, but there was a statement that if it wasn't clean, she wasn't going to get to go on the trip.
Yes.
But we didn't really. That was more like a thing we said to try to get her to do the work.
Yeah, and that's...
Because we weren't really going to not let her go on the trip.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a moment you were thinking.
Because I think we all wanted to go. Wanted to go on the trip. And that's kind of hard, too, is when you tie some other... you know, another kid's ability to go, even though she was the one who wanted to go the most,
But everybody wanted to go just to be able to go. I think it's hard to tie everybody else up to that. But there's times you just need to. You need to be able to, you know, put your foot down and be able to mm-hmm. say you can't do it. Mm-hmm. But to be able to also say, too, it's, you know, it's happening because of this. So something's going to happen. Something bad is going to happen. Or there's an actual consequence. Now, yeah. I'm not just doing this because this is something I can take away from you. It's something that needs to get done. It's still something that has to be done in our house, and you are here to help do that. And if you don't help, then we can't go.
And I would say, without a doubt, cleaning up is the number one topic of fighting in our house between us and our children. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, overall, they do decent in school. They're kind people. They definitely have their moments, but they do not like to clean up.
Yeah.
And it makes me mad.
Yeah, because, you know, again, I constantly tell them the job is there. It needs to get mm-hmm. done, but they just don't do it.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how well do you think you handled that situation?
I guess a five, because it's not really the things that I wanted her to get done didn't get done. Her sister did it. Other people did it for her, and she still got to go. But you're right. I don't know what we could have done otherwise, because that was the one thing she wanted to be able to do. And it's a thing for her to express herself. It was a way for her to get out and not watch TV. So it's really, really difficult to make that. Yeah, it's a struggle to make that kind of choice, because what would have happened if we didn't?
Right. Right.
You know, all she would have done was sit and watch more TV.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. Well, that wraps up. So what are you going to do to make the world a better place this week?
Go back to work, I guess. I don't want to go back to work. Because it's been nice having time off. Yeah, I don't know. Too. Have you thought about that?
Yeah,
that's always a hard one to think about.
Yeah.
Make a world a better place.
Well, I'm going back to work too. I've been off for 2 weeks, and I have a lot to do, so I'm excited to get back to work.
Yeah, what I do at work helps people, so.
Yeah.
I'll try to just make that happen this week and take baby steps.
Baby steps.
That's another thing I gotta think about, is making sure I think about things to make the world a better place.
Another goal.
Yep.
All right. Have a great week, everyone.
Thanks.
Bye.